Thank you, ladies, gentlemen, and everything in between for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got Ace of Grey, the five-star man.
All five.
Now I've got the big D, Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Why are you shaking your head
about? Why did you have to change the order? I'm used to the way that you do it. It's
and
always...
it threw me off.
Yeah,
it threw me off because it wasn't a clap. Like
Oh, yeah, that too. Because I was ready.
And then I was like, okay, yeah. It's like, all right, we're going to get... Nope. Okay.
But I'm used to...
Oh, yeah, because I did kind of have my hands up like this. I apologize for that.
It makes a lot of sense, though, because we'll get to it, because Jesse does enjoy chaos.
Yeah.
Chaos.
But let's go to the thing of I'm used to... Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, everything in between. This is Nerd Up. I'm Jesse Kimball, and I have the big D, Dalton Anthony. I was getting ready to say, yo, but you went to five-star man for some reason, and we've not done that in quite a while where I'm first or second
the
person.
The star gets top billing.
I have literally been the person he said first for like
Dalton, how many
3 years.
No, we change it so frequently.
And do we?
We always end up with this conversation. We always end up with Dalton gets thrown
every
off.
Time.
Because
I'll do it one way for a while.
I am
and then,
a
like,
creature
keep,
of habit.
I gotta keep you on your toes.
I just
change things.
I'm a creature of habit,
Jesse. Chaos. It's chaos.
I don't like it.
I like chaos.
I'm gonna need you to
chaos.
Stop. I'm gonna need you to stop.
Stop.
Chaos.
Ew. Oh, AirPods. Don't do that again, please. They're right here. Ugh.
Don't do what?
Oh, God. Have I ever told
is
you?
Is it going to be... Is it okay? Dalton. Listen to the sound of my voice. Just come into your AirPods.
I took them out.
Hi, Dalton.
They're still out.
You want to see a dead body?
I lost my headphones on that one.
I'm really upset that I'm gonna have to listen to the...
Oh shit, my headphones.
Oh no.
I can't hear anything.
Oh,
now.
I was gonna say, yeah, right, Dalton was like muted for a second there because I also saw him the mouth was moving, but nothing was happening.
And I thought my headphones got messed up because yeah, that's exactly what was happening.
But I am gonna be bummed out to have to listen to the first 2 minutes of the episode to figure out what Ace was saying. Because he looked like he was enjoying himself.
It was very funny.
Dalton, you wanna see a dead body?
Stop it. I'm already regretting this purchase. Right.
So this is the first Nerd Up we've done in a while because if any of you have been listening to the Thursday show, you know that I've been in the process of moving because I, like my two co-hosts here, just bought a house.
Not the same house.
So I've been messing with all of that.
I feel like we should...
No, we all bought the same house.
It's a timeshare.
We all bought the same house with our significant others.
We have a concubine. That's what we got. Oh.
No, that's not what we got. It's a compound is
compound.
The word you're looking
there
for.
Concubine
is
a much
different
thing.
It is. See, I was in, but it started with the same sound.
All right, Perryville.
I was going to say, down. I was like, no, what we've done is we've all invested in this giant PZ85 compound. We're like 100 thieves, but significantly poorer.
Significantly. Especially since all that Patreon money stopped.
COVID ruined everything.
I mean, in fairness, we haven't done anything to earn Patreon money.
That is absolutely correct, yes. And to, like, I think the three people that are still giving us money, we really, really appreciate it. It's making it to where
oh,
we can
keep on
the air. Oh,
did you forget your Patreon password? You can get that reset. Like, you can.
You're welcome, Jesse. I'm pretty sure I'm still giving a buck.
I think you are legitimately, like, one of three people.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's me.
Like, I think it's you, Josh, and, because I don't think it's Boxdorfer anymore.
You don't even know who it is. Like,
it's been a while since
but we thank you.
But I absolutely think, because I want to say that it's,
you're,
shit.
Yeah, see, the thing of it is you're still thinking. Like, you can't even throw a guess out there. It's me, it's Josh, the best of us, and, I mean, I literally have no reason to know that.
it's fine.
It's fine. We're good.
All I can think of is his Twitter tag for some reason. I can't think of his name, and that's bothering me, and I feel
what's
extremely
the
bad.
What's the Twitter
about
tag?
It.
Yeah, throw his Twitter tag
get
out
him
there.
Get him some followers.
I will once I know for sure that I'm going to say it right.
Jesus Christ.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Jesus Christ. This is the worst.
Talk
this
amongst yourselves.
Again, chaos. Chaos is going to be a... also, did you know that Homeworld 3 is under production?
What's Homeworld?
Oh, it's under production. Well, the third one is under production, Dalton. Okay, so I'm going to ask you point blank. How many of these conferences did you actually watch? Okay, that is the answer. How many of these announcements are you aware of? Are you just coming in blind and going to hope that me and Jesse are going to explain everything? I'm going to say that's all of them. Okay.
That's how blind I am. Took my glasses off blind. It all happened. Oh, God dang it. Oh, okay, cool.
You doing all right there?
You sent me something, and I was assuming it was going to be an insult.
No, it was something neat that wasn't related to the show. So I was like, "Oh, Dalton would appreciate to see this."
Oh, that was awesome!
Yeah, now you look like the fool, the Boo Boo the Fool.
There you go, Boo Boo the Fool.
He's a regular Boo Boo the Fool.
And y'all know we're recording, right? Like this is on the episode.
Yep.
Yeah. This is absolutely on the episode.
I'm giving up on this,
and I'm really happy I didn't say the Twitter handle because I also don't have that correct. So we're just gonna move on, and I'm just gonna be I am now Boo Boo the Fool.
Drop the banner in the fucking show. I am here for it.
So yeah, we have so much video game stuff to talk about anyway. So that's the main reason I'm moving on. And I'm probably going to remember his name, like, partway through, and I'll be like, oh, and then I'll apologize a lot, because I feel really bad. I legitimately do feel terrible about this. I don't know how to fix this problem, so...
I guess
I could just go to Patreon.
Yeah, I was about to say, the easy way to do it is just check Patreon, but...
So the Summer's Game Fest happened.
Yeah, the Summer Games Fest kickoff show.
Because I think it's Ciro is the other one.
Ciro! I love him.
But, like, I don't want to say it's Ciro for sure, and then it be somebody else, and they get, like, upset about it. Like, no, I am! And then
we'll go through all of our super fans. I'll do a soundbite for each. Ciro, Zane, Michaela. All right, we got the three. I know I'm one of them. Josh.
I don't think Michaela's ever been a Patreon subscriber.
Just in case. I don't know.
She's just a Facebook super fan.
I don't know. In that case, she got a free shout-out.
All right, so the Summer Games Fest happened first. That happened right before... E3 had a pretty good presentation. There wasn't, like, a whole ton of stuff to talk about in that one. Other than, like, the only thing worth mentioning from Gearbox's presentation that they did later that was... somebody needs to keep Randy Pitchford, like, far away from everything public.
See, that's the problem, though, is he's the one that owns the company and, you know, can give himself millions of dollars in bonuses and no one else. No one's there. No one's above him to tell him, no, you cannot just go pester people on the set of the Borderlands movie while giving no new information and just really awkward interviews with people. Bless Kevin Hart. He clearly did not want to be doing that at all.
No. He had to put on... He was wearing that jacket because he had to hide stuff.
Yeah, oh yeah, they showed Tiny Tina in the background and she was just blurred. And he was just like, hey, look, this is a thing you can't see yet. Don't draw attention to it. Like, this shit... it was a terrible press conference. Everything about
Randy Pitchford is legitimately the worst.
It was one of... And it was so much of it, too. Like, it was... Thankfully, it was pretty short. But it had to have been, because they already showed the biggest thing. No one cares about Godfall anymore. I'm sorry. But, like... Also, the hilarity of... Remember when we were talking about when the new generation of consoles were still in the very early stages, and people were giving Xbox... crap because all of their stuff was going to be cross-generation, and Sony believes in generations. Yeah, Godfall's coming to PS4.
Yep.
Horizon Zero Dawn's coming to PS4. God of War's coming to PS4. Like, all of that is done, but now it's official that Godfall is getting an expansion, and it's going to be on the PS4.
Yep. Which, I don't know, like, I've thought about buying it on PC, because you can get it on Epic Game Store, and there was even, like, I could have gotten it for, like, $30. And I still didn't grab it. Shelby nearly got it for free with her graphics card, but I guess missed the window for that by, like, a day.
I am confident it will be a PS Plus game by the end of the year.
And I still won't play it.
Go to Xbox, and then I might play it. It goes to Game Pass, and then I'll download it and never play it.
Somehow it'll be on Game Pass.
Yeah. But yeah, no, Gearbox's presentation was bad, but the Summer Games Fest, so From Software showed off the Elden Ring gameplay, and we got a release date for that, which is going to be January 21st of 2022. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so that's actually sooner than I thought it was going to be, but, yeah, like, new game from the makers of Souls, and, yeah, looks pretty.
Miyazaki and George R.R. Martin. So, Elden Ring is going to come out before Winds of Winter.
Yes. Also, the Collapse of Society will come before Winds of Winter.
Yeah, but that's like Q4 2023, so, I mean, it's not like it's we're that far off.
I guess that's fair.
I do.
There
was some cool stuff in this. It was bookended really strong, I thought, because we'd heard rumors of the Gearbox game. It started things off. Then literally next thing they show is the Metal Slug Tactics game, which I need everything to stop being tactics games because I'm too stupid for them. And Metal
Just
Slug
play one easy.
And Metal Slug is never something I thought I would ever be too stupid for. Because those games are just court, like they had the arcade at the bowling alley. I loved it as a kid. Like, it was the...
It's a fun game.
I love the art. I love the art style. I love the explosions, the weapons. It was just the mech and monster designs and stuff. I was all about it. And now it's a tactics game. And I'm like, dang it. I don't want that.
Well, it's because tactics is the new hotness.
No. It catered to my one specifically. No, there's a bunch. Like, there was a Marvel one that's apparently being made by the people who made XCOM. The John Wick game, Hex, is a tactic game. That came out like 2 years ago.
Have you seen how well Fire Emblem sells?
Yeah.
All right, that's fair. But like, if you're giving me a John Wick game, tactics is not what I want.
I know. That's what I said when we talked about it. You're like 2 years behind the story.
Whenever they first
like
confirmed it was going to be tactics, yeah.
That sounds like I'm ahead of schedule once.
But by the way, like I will probably end up checking that out. Jurassic World Evolution 2. That's cool. I never played the first one.
Park Builder. I mean, it's interesting the way and if you didn't see the trailer on the Game Fest kickoff show, if you watched literally any other presentation this weekend, you also saw that you still saw it because this thing was everywhere. The way that they ended it with that like prolonged underwater shot makes me think that they're going to do something like in an aquarium setting, or they're going to have more options for the deep water dinosaurs, stuff like that. I also never played it because I'm like Roller Coaster Tycoon, like the first one was the only real park simulator that I ever got into. I just lose patience real
quick. Actually think, I don't remember if it was Roller Coaster Tycoon or like the sim theme park equivalent. It was one of the two. I also liked that a whole lot. Mm-hmm. That early one. Making roller coasters that shot people into the air.
Oh yeah. You didn't make a successful park. People did that.
God,
that's
no.
Weird.
But people still showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Not gonna lie, I was too dumb.
Kojima
for
announced.
Games.
Oh
yeah,
sweetie.
Yeah.
Kojima announces Death Stranding director's cut. So in case you wanted less help understanding the game. Or more help understanding the game. I don't know. I don't understand this game.
There'll be about 4 hours more of cinematics.
Something like that'll get added. My camera is freaking out on the color of my face.
I think it's because your background is too dark. And it's trying to, like, compensate. I will say the whole, like, I think this... I'm not someone who particularly cares about Death Stranding. But I do think the Metal Gear nod was kind of sweet, where he pulls down the box, he gets into it to see if he'll fit, but then he just very carefully puts it back on the shelf. It says handled with love and the skeleton hands. So it's like, I think that's Kojima's way of saying shut the hell up about Metal Gear. It's dead and not coming back. So now here's
Konami has made sure of that.
This seemed less like a Death Stranding announcement and more of a Jeff Keighley needs it to remind us that he's friends with Kojima announcement.
I could see that. And then, yeah, the big Gearbox announcement we alluded to earlier. Tiny Tina's Wonderlands. We got a trailer for that. It's the new Borderlands game coming up. Which, like, that's what it very much seems like to me. It's going to be starring Andy Samberg, Wanda Sykes, Will Arnett, and then, of course, Ashley Burch is returning as Tiny Tina. Butt Stallion is making a triumphant return as well, which I know would make Dalton happy. Yeah, he's doing his little dance.
I have the Funko of that.
So it's a spectacular voice cast. And it seems like in lieu of, a Borderlands 4, we're getting a spiritual successor to Bunkers and Badasses, that expansion for Borderlands 2.
Yeah, because this is not a tie-in game, this is not a sequel, this is a separate, like, this isn't taking place in the Borderlands universe, like, we're not going to go to Pandora.
We're in a fictional universe inside the mind of Tiny Tina.
Yeah, it's Borderlands, but it's high fantasy, essentially. Which I am all here for. There's going to be spells. There's going to be melee combat. It's still going to be, looter shooter setup. I'm 100% on board.
And yeah, like I said, that voice cast.
Oh my god, yeah.
That's so good.
I just finished Brooklyn Nine-Nine just a couple months ago, and I'm like, yeah, give me more Andy Samberg. Will Arnett is incredible in everything he's in.
That's accurate. If you want to watch both of them in a film, please check out Hot Rod.
Oh yeah, I've seen Hot
classic
Rod.
Film from the 2000s.
Yeah, Wanda Sykes is also hilarious. I love Ashley Burch. I'm so happy she's coming back to.
If she ever refuses to do Tiny Tina, then that character's dead.
She is Tiny Tina, very much so.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody else is going to be able to do Tiny Tina. I don't care how many good impersonators there are. It's not possible.
It's like Claptrap. New person who does Claptrap does a fine job, but he's not the Claptrap that I know. Yeah.
So yeah, that's the only thing we're going to really talk about from
Summer Games Fest.
And also Gearbox's presentation, because otherwise Ace is just going to say Homeworld 3 a lot.
Well, did you know that Homeworld 3 is in production now?
Yep.
All right.
So, we also got the PC Gaming Show. There was a bunch of stuff in there, but the only thing I really wanted to talk about from there was the Vampire the Masquerade Swan Song. We got a new gameplay teaser for that, I guess. I still don't know what this game is, but it looks really neat.
Is this the multiplayer game, or is this like the actual Vampire Masquerade that they had to completely stop and then restart from scratch?
I believe the latter, yes.
Okay, because there is a multiplayer-focused game that got announced at one of the shows. I don't remember which one.
That was in the Xbox show, and I believe you're referring to Xbox/Bethesda, and it's Redfall.
That is not what I'm talking about at all. I am talking about there's an actual vampire, like, in the universe of Vampire the Masquerade.
Oh.
There's a multiplayer game that is being worked on alongside this new, like, mainline game. And the mainline game had, like, a ton of production problems. Like, a bunch of the staff, like, got fired or quit or laid off or something. So they had to, like, come back from scratch.
Huh. Though I am excited about that Redfall game. We'll talk about that later. Yeah. That looked cool as hell. Okay. And then from the Future Games Show, we got a Sonic Colors Ultimate gameplay, which for a second looked like it looked like they just wanted to go with some Sonic Generations gameplay style, but then there was all this weird like laser stuff, and I don't know, it looked odd.
I'll play it.
I didn't play the first Sonic Colors though, so I'd have no idea.
Isn't this a remake? I don't think this is a sequel.
Also, I don't know.
I thought it was just supposed to be the new Sonic game that the Sega's been talking about. Because again, I never played Sonic Colors.
Okay, so there was that Sonic press conference a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
The announcements that came from that were Sonic Colors is getting remade. There is a collection of like the first like three Sonic games coming. Hang on, I have that written down somewhere.
Again.
I can find it.
Because, yeah, I thought the news was that it was going to be a new Sonic game, and I thought that's what the Sonic Colors Ultimate was going to be.
No.
But I guess it would make sense that that's a remaster.
Yeah, okay, Sonic Central Scream, Sonic character outfits and a bunch of stuff, Sonic Fighters added to Judgment, Sonic Colors Ultimate's coming out September 9th, Sonic Colors Rise of the Wisp is a new cartoon coming this summer, There's new figures. There's jewelry that's in the face of the Sonic characters. Racing Mania and Forces are added to PS Now, and then there will be a new 3D game that was just teased. All we got was a logo. But we don't know anything about it. It might be a new adventure game. It might be a new Generations game. No one knows what it is. There's just one weird logo. But this is not the new 3D game. This is just a remake of Colors.
Okay.
Or remaster. I don't know which one it is, but this is just the game. If you've played Sonic Colors, this is that.
Because Sonic Colors doesn't feel like it's old enough to get a remaster.
Well, it's literally one of two good 3D Sonic games. So,
fair.
If they want to put something out, then they got to do that. Don't look at me like that, Dalton. You know I'm right. Generations and Colors are the only good ones. Everything else is garbage.
The adventure games?
The adventure games are trash. The only thing people like about those games are the Chao Gardens. If you go back and pick that game up right now, you will play it and be like, oh, this is bad. This does not
the
play.
The first Sonic None Adventure game played. I actually liked a
I was
lot
playing
on
it.
None of this is fun.
I was playing it, like, 3 days ago.
Then you are dumb.
Okay.
I've seen multiple people be so hyped for that game, they go, it's Ninja Turtles 3. You go back and see it, and you're just like, oh, no. Knuckles flying around trying to find a nonsensical blinking
thing.
Hey,
so I think you were the only person that liked Ninja Turtles 3.
I was.
We knew that movie was bad.
And I loved that movie because I loved it as a kid.
I was like
and
four
I was like,
and
yes,
I knew that movie
this is
was
great.
Shit.
And then I watched it again, and I'd leave the memories alone.
I guess that's fair. Like, I haven't played Sonic Adventure since I played it on the Dreamcast back in the late 90s.
Yeah, it's not good.
Early 2000s, whichever one. And then, yeah, I know, like, Sonic Adventure 2 is the one with the Chao Garden, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And, I know Shelby, like, actually, like, bought it on Steam specifically to mess with the Chao Garden. I actually, like... She was upset because she didn't have her save file. Like she forgot that she didn't have the Chao Garden and stuff unlocked. And I found out, like, I was like, you could probably just get save files. And sure enough, so I got her like a fully like completed game with a completely open and unedited Chao Garden, so she could just go straight to the Chao Garden.
Yeah, so you don't actually have to play that game.
Yeah,
that's not a good sign.
You do have to play like parts of the game to get certain things for the Chows. But yeah, no, it's
and
all
why would
so you
want
get back
do
to
that?
The Chao Garden. yeah. So anyway, Warner Brothers, they had a presentation.
This was so weird. I thought we were getting a full Warner Brothers presentation, and then like the day before, they're like, "Hey, Ed, Warner Brothers presents Back for Blood multiplayer." What? But there's so many cool things you could talk about, which I guess they can't with the whole AT&T Discovery merger. I just need stuff to not get canceled. Just don't cancel Gotham Knights or Suicide Squad or Mortal Kombat or anything.
I wonder if this will be very, very sad. I highly doubt that they would do that to Mortal Kombat. I feel like that's too big of a moneymaker for them at this point.
Oh, see, they were already like the WB Games was already going to be sold like a year ago, and then they realized, oh wait, no, this could screw with things, so we're going to hold off on that. And then this merger happened even higher up, and now it's just kind of a free-for-all. I don't think stuff is actually going to get canceled, just because the amount of money that's already been sunk into everything.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't want to see NetherRealm get sold.
Yeah, and that makes sense.
I don't want to see people, like, get laid off and stuff, and projects get shifted around. Like, stuff could get delayed, but it's weird we didn't see... We didn't see any of the new Lego Star Wars. You know, I wasn't fully expecting to see the next NetherRealm project. Like, I wouldn't have been super surprised, but it wasn't like, oh, this is a lock. We're gonna see Injustice. We're gonna see more new Mortal Kombat content. Ed Boon is a troll, so you know the idea of Injustice 3 being DC versus Marvel has been floating around the internet for a while, and it's just like I want to know what it is. Just tell me what you're working on. But stuff's real shaky right now. So for them to be like, all right, we're going to do a 10-minute presentation on the PvP aspect of a game that I wasn't even aware was getting PvP.
Well, hey, yeah. You, like, know.
Yeah, now
you know.
Yeah,
now.
Which is cool because these are the guys that did Left 4 Dead, which was a Valve game, and they did Left 4 Dead 2, which means that's the end of the franchise.
Yeah.
Valve will never publish a 3.
They don't like them.
They don't. Mm-hmm. There's something about the number 3. So, the Left 4 Dead guys have Back 4 Blood. And the PvP in the Left 4 Dead games is actually pretty fun because basically you were zombies trying to stop the humans from getting through. And it was super interesting. Like, you could spawn as, like, rare ones and unique ones, and, like, occasionally, for certain parts, you could spawn, like, one of the four people on your zombie squad could spawn as, like, one of the big special zombies and go at them. And it was super fun. And that's a lot what this looks like, but way more, a lot more variety. And then there was the teaser of the truly colossal zombie thing. And I would absolutely love to be that zombie, please.
Yes.
Please and thank you. That looks like a lot of fun.
I will say I do really like that it's rounds. So it's not like, you know, when you're playing, you know, Friday the 13th or Predator, and you're just kind of randomly assigned human or bad guy, you actively switch off.
Yeah.
So.
Which is cool.
Plus the fact that it's teams also makes that easier, too.
Yep. Because it is still like a 4-on-4 kind of a situation. Then we also got the official release date for October 12th. Open beta starts August 5th. If you pre-order it, you're in the beta. So, our normal thing on pre-ordering games, but, you know, whatever. If you want to play a beta, you want to play a beta, and then just cancel the pre-order after, I guess. Or if you want to play it, then keep it. I don't care.
I don't need it. The best part is I don't need to do a beta because it's not going to cost me anything to play it because it's coming to Game Pass.
That is right. You ain't got to pre-order nothing. If you've got Xbox Game Pass, it's confirmed. It's a day one launch on Game Pass. If you got Xbox Game Pass, you just get to play it. And I do. And I will until 2023. Because reasons.
What's 20? Because of the world ending in quarter
yeah,
four?
The fall of society. I
am paid up on Xbox Game Pass until 2023.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Like, what does he know about 2023?
I had it for...
I know a lot of things about 2023.
I had it for 8 months without having an Xbox, still kept Game Pass because it's that good of a deal. And by that, I mean I just didn't cancel it. Sadie got to use it. I wasn't using it.
Yeah, right now I think Shelby has used Game Pass way more than I have, but she's absolutely loving it.
I have the Series S. I have her. I'm using it again.
Yeah, I've got a Series X. Shelby has a Series S. But anyway. Then Square Enix hit. They had quite a bit more to talk about. The Guardians of the Galaxy trailer. I didn't even know they were going to be working on a Guardians of the Galaxy game.
Yeah, that was... it had been, like... This is how long it's been worked on. Because, like, the rumors have been around forever. It was, like, one of those open secrets. But it's coming out this year.
Yeah.
That's how long this game's been worked on.
Yeah, it's hitting in October. Like, we got our first trailer for it. And, like, alright, and it's hitting in 4 months. Yeah. Let's do it.
And I am very glad they're not going the Avengers route. It's single player. You only play as Star-Lord, which initially I was bummed to hear that because I want to play as the Guardians are such a cool team, and especially because they're doing the movie cast, or not the movie cast, but like the movie
roster.
Thank you. That it's like, no, I want to play as Groot and Rocket and Drax and Gamora, but it's Star-Lord only. Having seen the combat, because we got a pretty good section of gameplay, I'm super on board. You can call in combos, you select your teammate, and then they have like a number of special moves or abilities or things that they can do. And the thing that was most interesting to me, though, was the dialogue system, where that one scene where Drax like picks up Rocket to throw him across the gap so he can activate the bridge. And it's like, okay, talk Drax down or encourage him. They picked encourage him. He chucks Rocket across. And then in the corner, it's like a Telltale game. It's like, Rocket is furious you went along with that idea.
Yeah.
And I'm real curious to see how deep that goes. Because I am assuming, no, you're not going to kill off a member. No one's going to, like, quit the team. But, like, does it affect the... And, you know... Would Drax have not thrown him if you told him? Probably not. That was probably going to happen regardless. And it's that, you know, illusion of choice. But, you know, the dialogue and stuff like that could be really interesting. So I'm super excited for this game.
Yeah, usually in a situation like that, like, you know, Rocket or Drax is going to get mad. And then that'll impact, like, how, you know, something plays out later in the game. Whoops.
Right.
So yeah, and I like that. I think that's cool. So this seems like an action RPG with like Telltale style stuff. Because yeah, the gameplay looks super fun. Like like everything about the combat looks neat, and it is cool that because they only focus on Star-Lord. Maybe originally they wanted to do all the characters, but it looks like they have really like gone in depth on like what he can do and really just base the combat around like Star-Lord.
And the animations, the animations for him and the enemies, like looked really good.
Yeah. So yeah, that looks awesome. And yeah, October 26th. This was dumb. The Final Fantasy Pixel Remaster got a teaser. The only thing we know a few things about this. So they're doing a pixel remaster of Final Fantasies 1-6. We don't know what it's going to look like, what exactly that even means. Like, if they're just going to try to make it look prettier, or like, what are they going to do with it? And it's coming to iOS, Android, and Steam, but not as like, you don't just buy like the Mega Man X collection or something like that, or the Mega Man Legacy collection. They're just remaking all six of them, and you can buy any one of the six that you want.
Where can I buy those, Jesse? On my Switch? I probably won't be on Game Pass, but like on Xbox, you know, my PlayStation, probably.
You got a phone, don't you? And Steam?
Yeah, Steam. Which, you know, that's not a huge, like, that's obviously like Steam because everything's out on PC anymore, but like, wow. Why? What a blunder.
Yeah, I do not understand why they wouldn't put these games on a console.
It makes
like
no
you
sense.
Put this on the Switch and it's gonna sell like hotcakes.
This is Square Enix in a nutshell, guys. I'm very used to their song and dance. This is right up
Nanigans.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No song. No, because to avoid DMCA claims, we're gonna show you a trailer.
I heard about this.
That is silent. There is it's their own music. Nothing. At first, Guardians of the Galaxy trailer. Okay. I was watching the Kind of Funny stream, and one of the guys on there was like, "Oh, I've seen this trailer. What should be playing right now is Waiting on a Hero." And it's that's a cool choice, but it was just kind of generic butt rock. It actually sounded pretty good, but it was cool. And then across the bottom, it said licensed music replaced. It's like, okay, that's cool of them. You're not going to get a DMCA takedown because that's getting real extreme on Twitch. And awesome.
And it's been extreme on YouTube
For a minute. So, okay, cool. And then the next game starts, and it's like, or no, because it was the next game, because the next thing they followed that up with was Avengers, where they talked about the Scientist Supreme and Cosmic Cube, and then we got the first trailer of Wakanda, and there was no music. Apparently, it also took out some of the dialogue in the game. So, it was just, like, weirdly silent and sound effects. And then for the, I think it was this one, what would have normally been, like, an orchestral score, you know, JRPG music, just dead silence. There was no sound.
It ended up being, like,
whatsoever.
Classic Final Fantasy music, because I watched all of these after the fact on YouTube, because this weekend was a nightmare for me. As far as like how much stuff I had to do, there was a lot of things I couldn't. Anyway, so I watched most of them today when I got the chance, and yeah, just watched them on YouTube. That's one of the reasons I want to do this show a little bit later than normal, was so that I have time to get caught up on, you know, whatever I've missed. Except I still, I was fortunately informed that the Capcom session today was not really anything worth talking about, so.
Nope.
Good to go. All right. So the rest of the Square Enix stuff here, we got Legend of Mana is getting a remaster. We already knew that. But the official release date now is coming June 24th. So 10 days.
I hate
Legend of
I hate when they announce an announcement. Like that that's shit that's always bothered me. Here's the announcement. For the announcement.
No. The game is releasing June 24th.
Oh! My bad. I'm stupid.
Yeah, I was like, what is he?
Yeah, like, it took me a second to figure out where Dalton was going with this, and then I realized, like, oh, he just did not understand at all.
I didn't catch it. Yep, that's on me. I'm not going to play the game anyway, so it doesn't matter. I'm just saying, I heard it as it was an announcement, that it's, you said coming out. I heard it as an announcement for the announcement. That's on me. My bad.
Yeah, no, it's all good. And then, yeah, Asa mentioned a minute ago, we got the Avengers Black Panther DLC trailer. And then they showed off a little bit of, I guess, the Cosmic Cube Scientist Supreme.
Which they didn't give dates in the trailer. But they did a release afterwards and said that the Scientist Supreme stuff is coming this month. And then the Wakanda, War for Wakanda, is on track for August. Why wouldn't you put that in the... Square.
They were very pressed for time.
Nothing about this Avengers game has done... They have done correctly at all the first time. Just throwing it out there.
And honestly, that's why I was very hesitant. Like, I was not super excited when I first saw Guardians. Because, like, wow, Avengers was real underwhelming. And this also kind of looks like they're making the mistake of great value MCU. Of just like, well, we obviously aren't going to afford to get the actual actors, so we're going to get, like, legally distinguishable from everybody. And it was just like, oh, okay.
Which at least that made it clear that it's like, this is not part of the MCU.
Yeah.
Which could be followed by no shit.
Because Star-Lord is now, like, super blonde with a, it's basically the Dalton, but, you know, he has the further forward hairline. Because you don't man-bun it anymore.
No, I do.
You just have the,
I tie it at work and stuff because I have to be professional. Just, I'm not doing it now. No, why? Why would I do that? That's bad.
Yeah, short on the sides and then basically the long, like, swept back on top.
That's a dumb design for Star-Lord.
It's weird. It's weird. And it's super blonde. He sounds very bro-y.
Which, like...
Anywho.
He's from Missouri.
Well, from the comics, like, he is kind of bro-y.
That's true.
A little bit.
He's a little bit of a himbo.
Himbo. Alright. Then we've got Life is Strange Remastered Collection is coming September 30th. And then we've got a trailer for the new Life is Master True Color. Sorry. Life is Strange True Colors. Life is Master.
Oh, God. We turned into an Apple commercial.
Oh, no. I've never been a big into Life is Strange, so this wasn't a huge deal to me. Like, I've always heard it's great.
Yeah, it's just, same thing. It's just out of my... Those type of games are just kind of out of my wheelhouse.
Same. Let's see. Did I write this correctly? Because it always, like, it still looks weird. Stranger of Paradise Final Fantasy Origin.
Yes.
Sounds
that
like
is
a
what
Square
it's called?
Game.
Okay. Yeah.
Good God. It has a
so
real
this
weird
is the
name.
Team Ninja. Yeah, this is the Team Ninja Final Fantasy game. So the guys that worked on Ninja Gaiden, the old Dead or Alive games, like, Team Ninja.
Yes.
They did a final, they're doing a Final Fantasy game. And it's Chaos.
But it's not a chaos. Eat, breathe, sleep, dream, chaos, kill chaos. This isn't a main, like, this isn't Final Fantasy 16. This isn't a straight up remake or remaster of one either. It's some weird retelling of the first Chaos Final Fantasy. And we've known that Team Ninja was working on Final Fantasy Origins, quote unquote, that is supposed to be Souls-like. But the trailer we got was one
Ninja Gaiden like
was one super try hard edgelord weirdness that I was half on board for, but also like this just it looks weird. And maybe it's because I've also seen a ton of people complain that the compression on these videos made the games look way worse than they need to. So that might be part of it. But like, yeah, it did look very Ninja Gaiden Devil May Cry-esque. Which,
yep.
Not a terrible thing to me, really. No. Like, I like those kind of mindless... I prefer that style of game than a Souls game. Because I can just turn my brain off and mash combos and do awesome, you know...
Because Devil May Cry and Ninja Gaiden were always kind of, like, in that same category. But, like, the Ninja Gaiden games were just, like, a really hard version of it.
Yeah.
Where, like, you know, it mattered a lot more when you were blocking and, like, when you're using items and stuff like that. And so this looks like Ninja Gaiden Final, like, cause looking at them straight up, they play almost exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like, there's nothing wrong with it. Those games are super fun. I love Ninja Gaiden. I love Devil May Cry. They're fun games. So yeah, like, Souls-esque though is very disingenuous. If you're expecting a Souls-esque Final Fantasy game out of Team Ninja, I'm sorry.
That was the leak/rumor that had come out, was that this was going to be they're working on a game that's Souls-styled. And it might be in the sense of, like, one, maybe not necessarily difficulty. That's a word. It may not be necessarily in the sense of difficulty, but, like, maybe the structure of it, as opposed to just a linear level-based, you know, okay, now you're going here, now you're going here. Like, it may be more open-world style. So, I mean, there's still plenty of time to find more out about it. But right, chaos. Everything about chaos. They said chaos 50 times in the trailer.
Chaos. God, why? Chaos. Why are you doing... I'll wait.
We do it for chaos.
Put him back in. Now.
I put him back in, but I was going to wait.
All right.
And next then, we had...
Real quick, too, in that one was Platinum Games' Babylon Fall. That was announced like 3 years ago. We finally got gameplay of it. Turns out it's live. It's a games as a service. Huge bummer. I don't know if it was the video compression again, but it didn't look good either. And that's a huge bummer because Platinum Games has an amazing pedigree, but I still have yet to forgive them for making that
Ninja Turtles
dog pile, god-awful Ninja Turtle game.
Man, no, Platinum Games, like, they used to have a solid pedigree. Now it's straight up 50-50. Like, every time I see something from Platinum Games, I know it's either going to be awesome, and it's going to have super, like, tight controls, like, really, really fun gameplay, or it's going to be straight up garbage.
Yeah.
Like, hot, flaming, stinking trash. So, yeah. And especially, like, I do not trust Square Enix with games as a service. I just don't. I would trust EA and Activision for games as a service before I would fucking Square Enix.
It's because they mastered the
Avengers.
Art.
Avengers.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, no, Square is beyond stupid when it comes to this stuff. Like, they're my
favorite publisher, and I agree.
How they've managed to run a successful MMO blows. It's just because the Final Fantasy name. It's got to be. Same thing with, like, that's the only reason people still buy Kingdom Hearts games.
They're my favorite publisher, but man, they suck.
I forgot the Xbox.
They're the Dalton of publishers.
Oh, except Dalton is nobody's favorite podcast member.
Honestly, do you want to wait and just save this one for last so we can go out on a high note?
Yeah, let's do that. Oh, Dalton's doing the hurt laugh.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Xbox is the one we're going to be able to spend the most time on because there was the most news and it was easily the best. Like, you can't even make an argument that any other presentation was better than this one. You just can't.
No. You really cannot. There's a mini fridge.
spoilers.
So yeah, we can go to Ubisoft, because boy.
It was
so
better.
It's better than some things, but so we got Avatar Frontiers of Pandora, got a trailer. And this is one of those things, like, I think that I'm the only member of Podzilla 1985 that actually likes James Cameron's Avatar. Like, I'm pretty sure I don't think that's a hot take. I unironically enjoy the shit out of that movie. And even I'm just watching this trailer like, who gives a shit?
Yeah, like, I don't think it, you know, is anything special. Like, sure, it's a beautiful movie, that's great, but the story is just straight ripped off from Dances with Wolves. You know, if you ask...
And Pocahontas.
If you ask 10 people on the street, name a single character from James Cameron's Avatar...
That blue bitch.
Yeah.
Jake.
His name is Jake?
Yeah.
That's a lame...
It is a billion-dollar movie, and the lead guy's name is Jake.
Was that the trade-off? You can have all the visuals you want, but you have to have the dumbest name. Sorry for anybody named Jake listening, but like...
No, there's nothing wrong with the name Jake, but if you think epic action, you know, number one grossing movie of all time...
Jake.
I mean, like, how many people are John? Like, it's...
Yeah, because John's, like, a name.
Yeah, Jake is...
Like, if I know some punk little 15-year-old that hey-buddies me at Rhodes,
his
that
name
dude's
is
name
Jake.
Is Jake.
There's
John
one
Wick. There's no, yeah, John, like, John is a great name. John Wick.
There's my one
30-year-old little brother is Jake. Imagine,
yeah, Jake.
You've told me so many stories about Jake. I don't want to hear it. If anything, that only proves us right.
I guess that's
fair. And his name's not Jake Wick. That would be stupid. It's too many K sounds.
Too many Ks.
Oh, no, it's Jake Wick.
Fair enough.
No.
So, yeah, Avatar. It's whatever.
Game will probably be good.
I'm not going to... The game will not be good. The game is going to be trash.
No, it's the people who made Division. It's the it's massive. The game will probably be good. Will it be interesting? Doubt it. But I'm sure it'll be... It's a Ubisoft open world action game, RPG probably. Like, it's going to be a strong 7 out of 10 that no one's really going to care about because maybe it'll come out around the time one of these 50 Avatar sequels that are supposed to happen will come out, but yeah, it'll be a decent game that no one cares about.
Right. All right. Far Cry 6 Season Pass got a trailer, which, like, I don't like when season passes get trailers, especially E3 of all places,
before the game's even out. Which honestly, okay. I will take a DLC trailer over another friggin' Far Cry 6 trailer. Like, I am so burnt out on seeing Far Cry 6. Giancarlo Esposito, he's great. He's amazing. He's a very talented actor. I don't care. Oh my god, they've burned me out on Far Cry 6 hype.
And when I saw that there was a season pass for this, I was thinking, like, okay, so surely this game is out now, right? Like, that's, and they're like, no, it's still a long time away. A long time away.
Do we have a release date on it?
Yeah, it's like October. I say it's a long time away. It's not that far.
I mean, well, considering how long we've been hearing about it, it's...
Right, especially with how many trailers we got. October 7th is when it's supposed to hit.
Word. I'm not going to buy it.
So, yeah, like, whatever. So, we got a trailer for the DLC, which, honestly, the DLC looked kind of cool.
It's cooler than the base game, I think.
Yeah, seriously. It's this Become the Villain. So it looks like you're playing through, like, past stories at, like, past Far Cry games as the villain.
I don't even know if you're playing through the games as much as, like, you're the villain while they're in hell, and you're playing through their own personal hell. So yeah, you're playing as Voss, the guy from 4, and Jacob Seed.
I'm buying it. If I get to play as Voss.
You need to get the season pass. And also, they announced, but we got to see significantly less of it, Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon.
Yeah, that's going to be included in the season pass.
Yeah.
You'll just get Blood Dragon with it. Which is cool, because Blood Dragon was awesome. That's the only Far Cry game I've ever played.
5 was... I enjoyed the hell out of 5. It's just, like, they're like, hey, you need to go to craft materials and stuff. You need to go hunting and fishing and do all this other, like, fun open world stuff. Oh, by the way, while you're trying to do this, we are going to send an unrelenting amount of bears and helicopters and jeep convoys to constantly try to murder you. Every 20 steps, you're going to get ambushed by something trying to kill you. You're not going to get to do any of this stuff in peace.
Because, like, 3 very much effed off and let you play the game. As long as you weren't messing with it, it wasn't messing with you. Because 3 is a masterpiece. I love Far Cry 3. That game is amazing. 4 was good. I have never played 5.
I didn't get very far in 4. But 5 was like, it beat me down. Because that was the one I wanted to love. Because I loved the idea of Seed. Of just like, okay, cult dude. Like, he looks like Aleister Black. I'm all in. This looks awesome. And then it was interesting and I did like it. But man, it just kept beating you over the head with the, like, nope, no crafting. Kill 100 people. Here's just wave after wave after wave, and I'm like, come on.
You want to kill folks, right?
Let me go over here and, like, talk to this one person so I can try to recruit them to the camp. But, and because I know that's going to be a mission. I'm going to have to kill 150 people after I talk to them. Don't make me kill 300 on my way there.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But I got to play as Voss in hell? That sounds baller.
That was a stretch. I'm not sure if that's what it is, but you will play from the villain, each of those 3 villains' perspectives through...
In something.
Something. But there was a lot of weird supernatural looking elements to it.
Not Pagan Men?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, did you?
Three,
you
four, and five. He was, four. I couldn't remember his name.
Pagan Man. That's the, because, like, I liked him a lot, too. He was cool. He wasn't as cool as Voss, but.
Voss Minnesota.
It was like, you are Voss. You are Pagan. You are Joseph. And, yeah.
I'm cool with two of those.
It looked kind of neat. We got the Mario and Rabbids Sparks of Hope announcement.
New
Mario Rabbids game.
Poor Ubisoft. Two games in a row leaked by Nintendo.
Yeah. And, like, I can't give this one any crap. Shannon played it and said, like, he actually, I remember, apologized on a show. We're like, I'm sorry I gave this game crap. It's super fun.
Yeah, because it seems like such an because, one, the rabbits are stupid. But, like, it is, and that is such an unnecessary mashup. And also, hey, give Mario guns is weird. But it apparently was again. This is one of those games where it's just like, it's a. I'm not going to play it because it's a tactics game. So I'm out.
Fair. Let's see. We need to get moving here.
Yeah.
Another year's worth of Assassin's Creed Valhalla DLC coming starting this summer. So we're getting another year before they announce another Assassin's Creed game, which is great because it seems to only benefit the Assassin's Creed games lately. The longer they work on these DLCs. Yep. Because from everything that I've heard, the last two games both had phenomenal DLC. So, keep with it. Good job, Ubisoft. Keep that up.
Too big, because I am not even close to finishing Valhalla before I fell off of it. So.
Yeah, I get that. Rainbow Six Extraction. We got a huge gameplay trailer out of that, and we got the release date for it, for September 16th. And this is very much a massive departure from the classic Rainbow Six.
Well, keep in mind,
I don't understand why they attached the name Rainbow Six to it.
Because, well, keep in mind, this was originally Rainbow Six Quarantine, but they changed the name of it. So we knew it was going to be a. Don't look at it like that. Like, I wonder why after the last year, why they would change the name away from Quarantine.
They were like, well.
Yeah. So it's. It's a bunch of. It's all the same, like Rainbow Six Siege. The operators in this game are from Siege. So it's like we have this hyper-realistic military-style shooter. Let's just make it weird as hell.
Because it very much seems like the that new version in Black Ops Zombies, where you do like the missions and then you exfil to the next location. And it plays in like the war zone areas.
I don't know enough about...
It's actually like Extraction. It's the first Extraction. I don't know what it's called.
I don't know if it's a wave based like Call of Duty zombies are, or I'm not sure how that actually like.
Sort of like you go around works. Collecting stuff, do your upgrades, and then there's an objective to every place you're in, and then once you complete the objective, you exfil to the next area, and it gets harder.
I know the Call of Duty one. Like I've played that one a ton. Oh. That was a lot of fun. I don't know if Extraction is like that in the sense that you keep going to the next area.
It's very much what the gameplay. Did you watch all the gameplay stuff from it?
I watched the trailer, but I didn't watch it. If there was more to it than that, I didn't watch that.
They did a big gameplay thing for it too, because I was curious about it.
Yeah, so
and it they did the same thing. Like they go through, they completed an objective, and then they went to a new area, and they had the option to exfil or they could proceed, and then it would get harder and harder.
Okay, cool.
And they kept playing through it. Like, it looked super pretty. And it looked like it could be a lot of fun. Like, I wouldn't mind, but you can only do squads of three, which is a little bit of a bummer. But, I mean, I wouldn't mind playing that with some friends. Especially if it somehow hits, like, Game Pass. But it looks like the game is coming out September 16th, so, you know, watch the trailer, see if you like it. It looks fun. Then we had Devolver Digital. I didn't watch any of this. So... By all means, Asa, take over.
So Devolver Digital has a 4-year cinematic universe attached to their presentations. They have fake employees played by actors. It's amazing. It's absolutely insane. And it's to the point that like one of the PS5 launch videos that had people from different developers like give talking head segments, they had Nina Struthers, who is a fake Devolver Digital employee. They had the character, Nina, do the Devolver Digital one. amazing. I love it. So this one, I'm not going to get into the lore or any of that, even though you should know they sold a VHS tape for $1,000 because it's an NFT. It's a non-fuckwithable tape. So that's what they sold. But it's incredible. I loved it. The big ones that for me personally, I suggest you watch it because alone it's great. They do a pretty solid job of recapping what they are. But Wizard with a Gun, I really like the art style. It's kind of out of my wheelhouse of stuff that I would normally play. It's a co-op survival game. It kind of reminded me of that game Don't Starve, but I also don't know jack about Don't Starve. But that's just kind of the vibes that I got for it. But it looked really interesting. I was into that. There's a game called Demon Throttle. It is coming to the Nintendo Switch, and is it a physical exclusive. You will not be able to buy it on the storefront. You have to actually buy the cartridge. It's weird. It's unnecessary. I'm into it. Phantom Abyss. I really think everyone needs to look into that because it is a Fall Guys-esque hidden Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Sounds neat.
Yeah, you're running through this temple with a whip that you use to grapple. You're avoiding traps. You have to get to the end. You're surrounded by all these ghosts of other people who have already tried this certain level. It's coming to early access on June 22nd. Definitely look that up. That one's called Phantom Abyss. And then the game that I honestly, if it wasn't for Xbox, would be the most excited for is called Death's Door. It is a isometric style action game. It's kind of like, think Hades, but not a roguelike.
I think we've seen stuff for Death's Door before.
Yeah, we have, but we finally got a release date. It's coming out on July 20th. So,
shit.
A little over a month. It's coming real soon, and I am so excited for it. It's your basic crows collect the souls of the dead, and you're playing a crow who has to go in. You're given assignments, and you have to go and collect these souls. And it's just, the art style looks awesome. The aesthetic is just 100% I'm on board with. It was great. This was easily the second best presentation of the weekend that I saw.
Fair enough. All right, and to the best presentation, Xbox and Bethesda. So obviously, in the last year, Xbox purchased Bethesda, and that's now a subsidiary, whatever you want to call it. Bethesda games for the foreseeable future will be Xbox exclusive, with. And PC, the console will be Xbox, and that is hitting real hard for anybody that was looking forward to Starfield, because it is once again, they confirmed it again. We got the official release date and for November 22nd, 2022, and it will be only on the Xbox and PC.
November 11th, 2022.
Are you sure?
11/11/22.
Oh, fair enough.
Because it's also it's the 10-year anniversary of Skyrim, I think.
Yeah. No, it is.
I remember the Skyrim was 11/11/20, or 11/11...
12.
Okay.
That makes sense. I think Skyrim was 11/11/11.
If it's the 10-year anniversary, and it's coming out in 2022... But
I'm pretty sure Skyrim came out in 2011. I'm, oddly sure...
I actually think you're right. Yeah, it is 11/11/11.
11/11/11. So it's the 11-year anniversary of
That makes it Skyrim. Cooler. That makes it way cooler, honestly. But yeah, no, I was in college, and I was staying at somebody's houses on Tuesdays because I had a late class, and they got Skyrim that week. And I was like, I was a freshman in college.
The only reason I was pretty sure is because I remember Skyrim hitting... 2011 was the year I became ASM at GameStop.
Yeah.
And that I remember the Skyrim launch happening 2 weeks before I got that job.
Nice.
Because I was still on as a key holder, but I only worked once every 2 months or something like that just to keep the discount. And they were going to fire me whenever they could get rid of the temporary hire. So, because GameStop is weird. Turnover impacts your store's rank.
Cool.
So awesome.
The Cape store is sucking right now.
So yeah, if somebody quits or if somebody is fired, either one, even if they put in their 2 weeks and leave on good terms, that impacts their store ranking, which impacts everybody's pay raises and all this other nonsense. Anyway, That's a whole other show. Starfield, official release date. Ace is correct. 11/11/22, the 11-year anniversary of Skyrim, which came out on 11/11/11.
Yep.
11!
And this was another very unfortunate. Washington Post leaked the trailer and the release date literally 30 minutes before the presentation started.
That sucks.
Just, man, bummer.
Good stuff. Good stuff. And the like the trailer, we didn't get a whole lot. Guy walking around in a spacesuit. And then they talked about some stuff. And yay! New IP from Bethesda.
I think I'll this was it. More of a look, it's real. And also, yeah. We're going to show something and make it official. The thing that we already knew, that this is not coming to PlayStation.
Yeah,
I'm going to quote Paris Lilly from Kind of Funny and Gamertag Radio. You don't spend $7 billion on a developer to have your games come out on another console.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, anybody that is surprised about this, that's on you.
Boo-boo the fool.
There was some other details that came out about it. Apparently, this is going to be more of a hardcore RPG than what Bethesda usually makes. Don't entirely know what that means, but okay. And then it's, you know, there is going to be fantastical elements to it, you know, but it's not going to be, you know, reality based. So I'm excited to learn more about it. I thought this was a good first look. It looked really pretty, but it's the same thing I say every year. I need to not get excited about non-gameplay trailers.
Yes.
It didn't work. It never works. It didn't work this year. But, like, I'm trying to rein back my excitement.
I get it. All right, we got the Halo Infinite multiplayer trailer. So this is some gameplay for you.
Ooh. I need it. I want it now.
It just looked like extra crisp Halo. Like, it looks good.
It looked exactly like
it needed
to. The
amount of customization.
Oh, my God. So they showed a trailer at the presentation, but then this morning they launched that 15-minute deep dive.
Yeah,
that's what we're talking about. Oh my God, Jesse, don't you just want to like start playing it now?
I do, and it's gonna be free to play.
Yeah, so it's one like you'll get the campaign on Game Pass.
Yeah,
like just the campaign will be there. That's great, but you won't need Game Pass to play. You won't even need gold to play because it's just the multiplayer part of it is just gonna be free to play.
Yep.
And when you look at that versus like to jump ahead a little bit, Battlefield. The Battlefield trailer looked amazing. I am not a Battlefield person, and this looked the best kind of nuts, but it's $70.
Yeah, we'll get to Battlefield in a second.
And it's just like, man, I don't...
Because, like, that's rough. A lot of these companies, like, Fortnite is showing that you can make money hand over fist if you can implement, like, in your multiplayer, if you can implement a battle pass or a game pass or whatever the fuck you want to call it, like, you can make money hand over fist.
But like, you can also make nothing because there have been a million free-to-play games come out that have just totally crapped the bed because they just don't hit.
Oh yeah, like it's hard for a new IP to enter free-to-play market like that. Mm-hmm. Battlefield would not be a new IP. Like that's an IP that if they went free-to-play, they would do well.
I was really hoping it was going to be a Game Pass game, but it's not.
Battlefield.
Were of the 30 games Xbox showed, 3 were not available. Were not going to be Game Pass games.
Which is weird because, it's going to be on the EA Pass, I'm sure. Well, no, EA probably access. Just the Premier Access. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, the Halo stuff, like, and something I have to mention on the Game Pass because as long as I'm understanding this correctly, I really, really, really like the way they're doing this Game Pass. It's not timed. Like, if you see a Game Pass and you see like that has cosmetics that I want. You can buy that Game Pass, and then you progress through it.
The Battle Pass, the Season Pass.
Battle Pass,
Because Game Pass is the service, and that's what
Sorry, yeah, the Battle Pass. The Battle Pass for Halo.
That was amazing, because, yeah, so, like, right now, it's Fortnite. Say Jesse, in 3 months, decides, oh, wow, actually, I do want Rick in Fortnite. I've started playing Fortnite, but there's no way I'm going to be able to earn my way to Rick before it expires and goes away forever. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to spend the money. Halo... It doesn't do that. You can buy the battle pass and it does not expire. You can put your experience and your progress towards it at your leisure. And they even went on to say that you can buy previous battle passes. So like if you jump in next year and you're 3 seasons behind, you can get those first 2 battle passes.
Yeah, because they showed off like that samurai gear. And, oh, like, that's supposed to be in the first one. So, like, yeah, if you look at that samurai stuff, you're like, nah, I needs that. Like, mm-hmm. you know, and you get into it, like, you don't get an Xbox, you know, within a year. Then you could jump in and you're like, I'm going to buy that one. And then you just put the progress towards it. Like, they the way they phrased it, and I really, really liked it, like, you buy the battle pass and it's yours.
Yep.
And as you progress through it, like, you get, like, you unlock everything. And I like that. Like, that's cool. Because it gets rid of some of that stress to, like, I have to, like... Because this weekend, I was sitting there, like, I had things I absolutely had to do this weekend. Like, there was no, like, getting around it. Had to do it. Mm-hmm. But Call of Duty was running, like, double Game Pass XP. Mm-hmm. And I'm, like 20 tiers away from finishing it, which is an absurd number for, like, you know, how quickly you go through it. But you can get, like, almost one rank per match. And I was like, I can grind this out this weekend. Like, no, I couldn't.
But now, and if you don't, and if the season ended today and you didn't get it, those rewards are just gone.
Yep.
You could either pay the money up front to buy your way through it, which sucks.
Because you already have to pay money for the battle pass.
Yeah.
Like, you've already got to pay $20 or whatever to get it. And then, or no, it's $10. $10 on Call of Duty, and then, like, it's an absurd amount of money per tier.
Fortnite would get so much more of my money if they tomorrow were like, oh, hey, by the way, we're going to add back seasons of Battle Pass. You can, you know, put your rank through. Be like, oh no, that's bad. Because, like, if this next... Because, like, right now, I like this new season. I want to work my way through that one. But, like, if this next season comes out and it doesn't have stuff I'm interested in, oh, but I can go back to, like, an old DC season or something like that. I would absolutely put my experience and all of that towards that instead. But I'm glad they don't do that. Fortnite, I don't need you to do that. Good on you, Halo, though. Very excited. Gameplay looked amazing. The grappling hook looks fun. Grappling, the hammer, and then, like...
Yes.
It looked
the
like
new
Halo.
Vehicles looked really cool. Like, it all looks
great.
The Razorback is awesome. Dalton, it's a Warthog where you can store guns in the back of.
Or other vehicles. Or it's a Warthog that can fit four people. So, it's... I will say there's one thing that worries me. Starfield has an exact date next year.
Halo Infinite doesn't have a date.
Halo is still just holiday 2021. And part of me, logically, it's because it will come out this year. It will come out by holiday. They just don't want to commit to a date yet in case they need to push it back a week or two.
Yeah.
So why even put that pressure on us? We're just going to keep chugging along. We're going to do what we do. And that'll be that. But the other part of me is like, I know how much changes they've had to make to this game. Like, remember, this should have come out last year.
It's supposed to be a console launch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I bought the pilot because I'm bad with money. And right there, includes in-game content. Includes game add-on. Mm-mm. What game? I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, there's still you can still find cans of Monster for extra XP in Halo Infinite.
Yeah, so it's and even if it does get delayed into next year, I will be disappointed, of course. But take your time, put out the game that this needs to be, because I truly think this is Halo's last stand. If they don't put out a killer, quintessential Halo game, franchise is done. It's been too long since Bungie and the, you know, Halo 3 to Odia to Reach, I would say, are arguably the last great Halo games.
I would
everything
say
else
that,
has been okay
to, but Halo Reach, so like the Master Chief Collection, since they fixed it and put it on Game Pass and everything, mm-hmm. Halo Reach specifically has a massive community now.
No, I don't mean like, I'm talking like, that's what I mean. Like,
for
Halo Reach was
Halo.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah. But like, look at Halo 4, Halo 5, people don't talk about that.
Because I played Halo 4 and it was fun.
Halo 5, they did not like the story.
Yes. So, yeah, Halo 5, the story was apparently gross. I never played through it. I played a little bit of the multiplayer with you.
Yeah. And that was okay, but it wasn't special. And Halo was supposed to be special. So I'm very, very excited, and I just, please don't, don't hurt me.
Outer Worlds 2 got a trailer, and holy crap, that was awesome. That was hilarious.
Is this a monster that's going to be in the game? Nope.
No.
Say goodbye to forever.
The only thing the developers have ready is the title. Oh, this is just hilarious.
They're running in slow motion to really drive home the drama.
Thrusters. With all this extra action, will boost pre-sales. This was hilarious. This was basically just like the funniest way I've ever seen a game do just like an announcement. Like, that's literally all this was an announced trailer that Outer Worlds 2 is being worked on. Literally nothing from the trailer is going to be in the game or had anything to do with the game.
And I'm really excited, actually. Like, this made me excited to play the first one. I never played the first one because those Fallout-style games are, again, you know, not my thing, usually. But, yeah, you know, I've heard such good things about it, and I'm just like, you know what? I need to give it a fair shake.
I've got it downloaded, and I keep wanting to play it.
But I have it downloaded in two different spaces.
Ooh.
It was three, because I had it on my computer.
Oh my.
Oh.
I finally deleted it off of that. And I was just like,
yeah, I've got it on my computer right now. It's the only place I've got it. But yeah, so Outer Worlds 2 is going to be great. I still want to play Outer Worlds, because I've always heard from a bunch of people that it's awesome. Going back to Game Pass for a second, we've got 10 more Bethesda titles are hitting, including Dishonored, Death of the Outsider, Doom 2016, Evil Within 2, Rage, Wolfenstein 2, Fallout 1, 2, 3, and Tactics, as well as Arx Fatalis. And it's important to note that Fallout 1, 2, and Tactics, as well as Arx Fatalis, are PC exclusives for the PC Game Pass. All the rest of those are coming to the Xbox as well.
Kind of bummed about that.
Yeah, it's never been ported. So, like,
I know.
Those games are programmed back in the 90s for mouse and keyboard. That's what you're going to get, man.
Xbox, make a mouse and keyboard for the system and then let me play it.
You can plug a mouse and keyboard into the system.
Then let me play it on the system. You're telling me that my Series S can't run Fallout 1 and 2? I don't need Tactics.
Your toaster can do that. Like, just get it on your laptop and play it.
I have I have to add extra things to do that.
You still have a Windows laptop?
Sadie's. Gave it to her. Yeah.
Cass Harai, ex-Sony CEO, finally put out another tweet that was going all the way back to the Final Fantasy Origin, Stranger of Light or whatever, it had a demo come out until June 24th. Demo was corrupted. You cannot play it. The download is broken. And he came out and said, it doesn't work because the PS5 isn't backwards compatible with PS3 games. It's just like, oh no.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Ubisoft, Square is my favorite publisher for no reason.
They're the worst. All right, and to add to that, Doom Eternal, which is already on the Game Pass, is getting a next-gen update. So you'll have a 60 frames per second option with ray tracing, a 4K option, or a 120 frame rate performance mode, which awesome. Like, yeah, I still haven't played that game. I want to.
It's super pretty.
It looks super fun.
I haven't played it.
It's gonna be even prettier
on
the Series X. So,
speaking of really pretty games, Forza Horizon 5 got a trailer. Those games are gorgeous, and I always want to play them, and I never do.
And I don't like them. I don't like racing games that aren't super arcadey. This one is it's halfway between arcadey and sim, because I hate sim racing games. Yeah. But the trailer for this one is like I need to download this because it's beautiful and that bowling pin like crazy mode. I was like, oh yeah, give me that. I will download it 2 months in once people have made really cool stuff.
Have you played Horizon 4?
No.
Yes.
Okay, I was asking Asa, because like I love Horizon 4. That's probably like the most perfect racing game I've played in a while. I used to be really big into racing games, and then like systems came out, and I just stopped caring about them. But I love Horizon.
No, they're great. I understand that. I'm not trying to take anything away from it. It's just I like the super arcadey racing games, and this one
give me that Mario Kart all day long.
Yeah, it's just a little too simmy.
Sim.
Because, like, it's... And that's what I was saying. And for you, it's different. But for me, it's, like, the perfect...
Oh, yeah, no. Blend. People love these games. And they should. Because like,
I hate
there's a ton of work
games
that goes into them. They're beautiful. But just... this trailer made me excited for a racing game. I know it's not going to be for me. But I'm going to download it because I don't have to spend $70 on it.
Every Forza Horizon game has made me do that. Of just, like... boy, I want to play this. This game looks awesome. I want to play it. I'm like, no, you don't, you dummy. You don't like Sims. Like, and I go to like, do I want it? Am I going to download this? Am I? No. Yeah, no.
I played it. I played it a good amount during quarantine last year. I liked 4 a lot. So I'll probably be downloading this. I'll play this one.
And you can download it November 9th, day after my birthday. Let's see, Flight Simulator, another pretty game. Console release is coming on July 27th. And it's getting some Top Gun DLC.
Why? Oh, okay. I mean, awesome. But, like, goofy. That's goofy. Yeah, I love it.
The game is super neat, though. Like, and everybody should give it a shot because you can, like, fly real-time stuff. Like, it's neat. Like, and you can actually see... like, Shannon was flying over, like, from Cape to Perryville. Like, left the Cape Girardeau Regional Airport and crash landed in Perryville.
Oh, crash lands. Like, that, and it ended up in the fucking Bottoms because that's the only airstrip in Perry County.
So, yeah.
There is an airstrip in Perry County, guys.
And it's super cool. You know, he's riding up I-55. Like, that was neat. All right. Battlefield 2042 got a gameplay trailer. I hate Battlefield because it made every single Battlefield trailer since Battlefield Bad Company has had me hyped for that game. And then I play it, I'm like, why, Battlefield? Why? Why do you always get me? It's just not... I don't know. Like, I wish I could get into a Battlefield game because I've talked about it, you know, all the time. Me and Kevin Schenkelberg put hundreds of hours into Battlefield 2 on the PC back in the day. Like, that was the game where, like, we would play. We would get home from school and we would play, or, like, I would get off work, he would get off work, whatever, and then we would play until we had to go to school in the morning. Like, that would happen more frequently than I care to admit or think about. And it was so, so much fun. And then, like, I have not enjoyed a Battlefield game since.
I don't remember which Battlefield it was, but the only one that I played was also on PC, and it was at MC's house.
Battlefield 2, guaranteed.
Okay. So, because it was, like, this was probably when we were in high school.
Battlefield 2, guaranteed.
because he had a gaming PC, and again, I was playing on people that his rank with a mouse and keyboard that I still don't know how to work. So I was not having fun with it.
So fun fact, MC is how I got into PC gaming as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because he had me come over to a LAN party and play Battlefield with those guys. That was also where... That was when I discovered that I play inverted mouse controls too, in addition to the controller, which I freely admit makes zero sense.
Psychopath.
But that's how my brain works. Because MC noticed what I was doing. He's like, you can invert mouse as well. I was like, wait, what? And then he did it, and suddenly I was like, oh, I can actually do this now. Very strange. And he was like, I don't know what's wrong with your brain, but that worked. I'm like,
hey.
Nice MC way ever, because that's who he was. Yeah,
he was sweet about it, I'm sure.
Not past tense.
Because again, I wasn't a Call of Duty fan until you. Like, you and Shannon are the reason I got into Call of Duty Black Ops 3. That was my first Call of Duty game. There's a mosquito in my home. This will not stand.
Need to call your landlord.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. So I wasn't into Call of Duty until you guys. Then I played Battlefield. Like, I've played a couple of those games, and it's just like, man, I hate the spawn, run for 30 seconds, die immediately. Spawn, run for 30 seconds, die immediately, because I'm bad at it. I understand it's me being bad at it. This one concerns me. The last two Battlefield launches have been rough at best. The launches of, like, every DICE game for the last generation have been bad. Look at Star Wars, look at Battlefields, like, they have been rough. And now there's no single player for it to fall back on. So, but also, like, the player base just really isn't where it needs to be for a big shooter like that.
And then Kevin was talking about the current Battlefield. I think it's Battlefield 1, maybe, or
5, I think.
Yeah, 5. 1
was it 5? Okay, so yeah, Battlefield 5, because Kevin got really into it. Kevin's still big into the Battlefield games, and apparently that game was in a really, really good spot, and they updated it and ruined it. and everybody was upset about it.
Cool. So it's for it to be $70 and multiplayer only, they got to come out swinging. They can't have a broken launch, and there really needs to be the content there. So I hope it works and I hope it's fun, but you know, I look at that and then I look at, oh, Halo is free to play. Mm-hmm. I don't need to drop $70 on it. So that's the Game Pass has upended the gaming economy to me personally, because it's like, oh man, Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart, beautiful. Dropping $70 on it felt weird.
Yeah, especially like because any Microsoft IP is free day one. Well, I say free day one, available day one on Game Pass. Like if you're already paying for it. This game, pure chaos. 64 versus 64 with like vehicles and explosions everywhere. The environments change constantly and are destructible. Like this is one of those things that like the idea is interesting and the execution I'm worried about.
The tornado looks awesome. Like the wingsuits, like so much of it looks really cool. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, I don't know if it's $70 cool.
Speaking of a game that looks really cool, Redfall, the new game from Arkane Austin, the guys that brought us Dishonored. It's coming summer 22. It's a multiplayer shooter where it looks very class-based and you're fighting against like cultists and vampires. This, like, all we saw was a cinematic trailer. It looked awesome.
Yeah, and it's, again, it's one of those things, like, I have to remind myself that, also going all the way back, Vampire the Masquerade Blood Hunt. It's a battle royale game. That's the one that I was thinking of earlier. No. So, again, no gameplay, but so much character. I love these characters. I'm already super into the world. I want to know what's going on. I can't wait to find out more about it. It was a great way to, like, end the conference, because they started with Starfield. Halo was in the middle. And in the group chat, because it was me and Hunter were watching it, we were kind of talking in the group chat, and I was just like, what are they going to end on? Because Starfield and Halo were the two big heavy hitters, you know, they have. And then it was just like, okay, Redfall, Arkane, I'm in. This looks awesome. I want to see gameplay. And I hope it's not quite like Back for Blood / Left for Dead style. Like, I hope it's more than that, but even if it is that, that could be super cool.
Yeah. All right, and then the last little bit here, Diablo 2 Remaster, we knew that was coming out September 23rd. Is it coming out to Xbox? I didn't actually see that.
I think I'm pretty sure it is. They definitely showed it at this...
Then that would presumably mean it's coming to Xbox. Hades is coming to Xbox August 13th, which... I can't, like, it won so many awards, like, this is not a hot take, it's a phenomenal game, and everybody should try it. It's super fun, roguelike game, like, it's a lot of neat Greek mythology stuff, super fun story. The way the story is told is really unique and super awesome. Highly recommend that game.
Such a great game, and I can't wait for it, because it's also coming to PlayStation, but you'll have to buy it. If you have Game Pass, you have an Xbox, it's free on Game Pass.
Hades.
Hell yeah. Diablo 2 Resurrected, optimized for Series X.
Nice.
So it is going to be on console, which is odd, because it's not like Diablo 3, where it was designed to be on console.
This Diablo was a 3 PC wasn't designed game. To be on console either. They ported it. They created the controls for it.
See, I just heard that like people were complaining. One of the people's complaints that I had seen on it, let me rephrase that, because that didn't come out like I intended to. One of the complaints that I have seen about Diablo 3 initially was that they complained that it was dumbed down on PC because it was going to be a console release eventually.
I mean, that's a possibility.
That, but... I'm not saying that's what it is. That's just one of the complaints that I saw. But, you know, PC gamers are very defensive and don't like console things. So
right.
The fact that you're getting anything that we have is making my thing worse.
Yeah, I also don't understand like how it could possibly be dumbed down, especially if they're talking about coming from Diablo 2, where in Diablo 2 you had a left-click ability and a right-click ability.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to actually like hotkey rotate to get to those different abilities in Diablo 2. Like that was really the only way to do it. So yeah, I don't really know you know, what they're complaining about, because that was a pain in the butt in Diablo 2. And Diablo 4, they gave us, you know, four buttons in addition to left click, right click. They increased the anyway. Unless they're talking about just content, but regardless, yeah, no, that's cool. Like, more people get to try Diablo 2. Like, I don't know. I'm certain I'm still going to buy Diablo 2. I've mentioned it over and over again. It's going to be one of those games where it's like, yeah, nostalgia, and then I'm going to, like, okay, all right, I remember why I Diablo 3 like that more.
When you come up for air 3 days later, you got like four missed calls a day from your boss, just like,
yeah, and on day four, it's like, I'm assuming you're dead. No, he would come to my house like, Jess, hey! Is everything all right in there? All right, Sea of Thieves, Jack Sparrow, they're having a Pirates of the Caribbean crossover hitting June 22nd with Sea of Thieves. So,
super fun. Like, it's one of those things everybody, like, it kind of makes me want to go back to Sea of Thieves after we played it to death in the beta and, like, completely burned ourselves out on it.
Because Asa and I, like, both, we had the same thing. Like, we played with Trevor, and, like, all three of us really, really liked it. And then, like, Asa and I just kind of looked at each other and realized, like, I don't think there's much more to this game than this.
And at the time, there wasn't. It, apparently, they've added a ton of stuff that I think we could get back into it if we wanted to spend the time. The problem is, neither of us have the time.
Yeah, there's so many other games that are demanding my attention right now.
So many other things.
Yeah.
It's ignorant. But this is super cool. And if it is, if there is like single player campaign style content, I might go in and see if I can run that maybe. But, and I'm saying that as someone who isn't like crazy about the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Yeah. So I don't know what Party Animals is. I missed this.
Party Animals is, do you know what Gang Beasts is or Human Fall Flat?
Yeah,
I know Gang Beasts.
It's that style game, but it's a, they're cute animals and there's weapons and explosions and you're trying to eliminate the other players, but it's one of those ragdoll physics games. Looks adorable. I'm very excited to play it. Hunter also showed interest in it, so I think that would be a fun stream game. And also, since we all have Xboxes, most of us have Game Pass, wouldn't cost a thing.
There you go.
Because Far Cry, Diablo, and Battlefield are the three games that we're talking about in Xbox that are not coming to Game Pass. Everything else we've talked about, coming to Game Pass.
Yeah. I love Game Pass. Best value in gaming right now, hands down.
And then the one you missed was Contraband. We didn't get to see any gameplay, which again was a bummer, but I like the idea. It's from Avalanche Studios, which is the Just Cause people, and it looks like it's some sort of open world co-op heist-based game, which that just sounds... It's set in the 70s. That sounds awesome.
That does sound kind of neat.
The trailer stylistically was really, really cool. I want to see gameplay of it, obviously, but I very much look forward to learning more about it.
Fair. All right, and we're going to wrap this up with Xbox leading into the joke. There's an Xbox mini fridge
coming this holiday. You won't be able to buy it, but I'm going to try, because I'm unwell.
It's a cool looking mini fridge. All right, guys, that's going to do it for us. Thank you for everybody for listening. Thank you, Asa and Dalton, for joining me. Thanks to everybody that was hanging out with us on Facebook. I'm sorry that Nerd Up isn't as interactive a show as the rest of them on the network, especially on a day like today where we're trying to get through as much news as possible, delivering you an extra, extra long episode. That's going to be it. Thanks, guys. See you next time.